5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go!
Good afternoon, everybody, and thank you for joining me on your new favorite show. It's your boy Roy on SRQ Talk, and it starts right now.
Yay!
Oh, thank you.
Yes, indeed. Good Monday morning to you. Good November morning. That's right. It's your boy Roy back, SRQ Talk. And it's an I Love Monday edition, November 2nd, 2020. We're locking it up, broadcasting live from the paradise city of Sarasota, Florida. It's a gorgeous, I got up to 63 degrees today, baby. Lock it up. Hope everybody had a COVID-19 corona-free weekend, man. I hope you didn't catch the bug, man, because it's out there. That's what they are at least saying, though. We're pumped up. We're going to do what we do here. His show's always the same. That's right. It's going to be the same. We're going to go top news again, not only nationally, but we're going to do immediate area here. You know, we like to bring Manatee, Sarasota County news to the front of the line because there's where we broadcast live, baby. The numbers are off the chain. We really don't have too much time to damn brag about our numbers. Well, you know, we love to brag about them. Over 51% of my audience comes from the great city of Fort Myers and damn St. Petersburg, baby. Lock it up. Over 50%. Followed by the great city of where I broadcast, like I just told you, from damn Sarasota. They should be up there. Followed by, what did I tell you? That my damn Sucios down there in the 305 were coming strong, Northport, I told you. And guess what? Now they tied you up, baby. A clear tie for third is the 305 in the damn city of Northport, where I went fishing yesterday, Benish/Northport, Casperson Beach. Lock it up, baby. It's my go-to. You know that. It's your boy, Roy, man. November 2nd. It's the eve of that damn election, man, on November 3rd that we'll be all amped up for. Because guess what? You think Roy's going out to vote today? No, I'm not. I told you from the beginning I'm going on November 3rd. I'm keeping my eye on the ballot. I have zero concerns of my wait time, zero concerns of my health, issues of catching anything or it being uncleansed. If I can go to your damn Walmart and if I can go to a damn bar and order a drink, and if I can go to Siesta Key, like I spend most of my days, and see everybody maskless, okay, I can go ahead and vote. Because guess what? The polling booths are going to be so clean and off the chain, man. They're going to be squeaky clean, cleaner than I've ever had to encounter on a 4 year, because I go every 4 years. I exercise my vote for the last 30 years. I've amped it up, baby. It's your boy, Roy, and I Love Monday edition. Why does he love Mondays?
Whatever.
We love Mondays because it's a chance for a clean slate. It's a chance to start the week off on a positive note. And it's a great day to be alive in damn Mondays, baby. November 2nd, baby. It's the holidays almost coming up to my favorite holiday, which is Turkey Day. This year, it's on November 26th. And guess who's going to damn Wiscasset, Maine? You heard it. Your boy Roy's going to jump on a plane for the first time in a long time with this pandemic life, man. And it's absolutely going to disappear. It's going to disappear after these elections. The only numbers I got, because we are broadcasting about as early as we ever have. It's 9 a.m. here in paradise, baby, on the East Coast. Your clock did go back. That maybe is a reason. Maybe I'm a little bit more amped up, because I got one more hour. Supposedly, I know it all works out to the end that you're still going to rest. You're still going to get the same amount of time. There is those that argument out there that it's really not necessarily getting an extra hour. I guess we do it for the damn farmers out there in this country. Is the only reason that we keep on moving the clock forward. There is some debate about eliminating the whole thing. But no, it's going to stay here because it helps our farmers, the ones that feed your damn asses. And talking about that, there was a couple of episodes back because right now we're amped up, man. We're season 2, episode 16, baby. The SRQ Talk Show keeps rolling like I told you it was. And you remember we a couple of episodes back, we were talking about Meal on Wheels. And guess what? It's Meal on Wheels Monday today here on the SRQ Talk Show. We'll have an update on that. We're going to go through all top news, of course, your damn COVID numbers. Yeah, we're going to bring down the show and give you Sunday's numbers because, you know, the numbers only come up 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. We usually broadcast at 11 a.m., so we do have the current numbers here. You're just going to get the Sunday numbers, and it's about over 4 G's as well, as you may suspect. You know, there has been several cases spiking up throughout the country. It's getting a little bit closer to home. I personally know a couple of people now that have been diagnosed and have been deemed testing positive for the COVID. I remember back in July and August that I still hadn't known anybody. And most people didn't know anybody. You know, it was kind of a mystery. But this is new, fresh, local, and worldwide. Talk show here, podcast. We can be heard on many podcast formats, including Anchor, where we choose to broadcast the show from. Also, Breaker Radio, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Overcast, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, Spotify, SoundCloud, Castbox, Himalaya. Lock it up, baby. Anywhere where you get your podcast, you put on SRQ Talk Show, including Google, Bing, you know, all the AOL, all of them, any search engine you choose to go to, SRQ Talk Show. Your boy Roy's gonna dominate the page there. We like for our audience, for our damn large audience, to go ahead and interact with the show, srqtalk@gmail.com. Or you want to archive any of the past episodes, or if you want to just go ahead and leave us a nice trendy voicemail, the Anchor people are nice enough to give you 60 seconds. Go to our website, www.srqtalk.com, and you can hit the message button and start recording your 60-second email. We did get a couple of emails. I'd like to welcome our 9 countries. You heard it. We're worldwide. We're not fake news here, baby. The leader of the pack, the one with the biggest percentage, is those Dan's, Roy's, Rowdy Rebels out there in the UK, England, and Wales lead the pack. Ireland, the great people, the great Irish community, being our first ever international country to opt in. Ireland, followed by Lo Mexicano, Buena Tarde, Germany, Turkey, Netherlands. The Asian community is representing us through Singapore. We got Colombia, and then we got the motherland of Spain, baby. Top 9 countries in the SRQ Talk Show. And, of course, Florida. You know, Florida's number 1 in the U.S., followed by a strong. They dropped down to 4th. Pop back up to 2nd. It's the great people of the heartland in Ohio / USA, baby. Ohio, more specifically, the damn city of Columbus. Can't shut me off. And then a clear 4th. Okay, they were running up on you, but everything's big in Texas, including my damn numbers. They go to a clear 4th place, passing the great state of Virginia, followed by damn Georgia. And then the percentages drop significantly from there, but we still got over 5% in damn Jersey. And you know the Jersey boys are opting out. My record of the lock of the day at 34-27, which is super, you know, definitely socially acceptable, baby, in the gambling world. The Jersey boys, when I was at 67% and 82%, oh, they were all about Roy. Now Jersey boys have opted out because I'm, you know, a little bit above 56%. You know, that's not good enough for them. And you wonder why everybody's embracing Roy and damn Nebraska, but Lincoln, Nebraska's on board, followed by damn New York, which is a damn embarrassment. I was born and raised in Yonkers, New York. My first 16 years of my life, went to grade school, still have friends that I know since I've been 6 years old, over 45 years. But guess what? My numbers in New York, yep, similar to Braden's numbers in the toilet, followed by California, Oregon, and our latest state that opted in. It's the great state of damn Michigan, baby. More specifically, the great people of Dearborn, good morning to you. Now that we got the logistics, the show is sponsored to you by Damn Siesta Key Frog Hop, baby. You know, we inked the deal last week. And if you find yourself in America's voted number one beach in 2020, which is Siesta Key, you don't go rent a car, man. You don't drink and drive and be a damn fool, okay? You go ahead and you hop around like you do trendy things, man. You know how we hop around here in the, for transportation? We drink like fish down here, and we don't drink and drive. We just call the Siesta Key Frog Hop at 844-FROG-HOP. They visit you door to door. They have a damn 15-passenger damn open-air trolley. What more do you want? You give them a call at 844-FROG-HOP. It's free, but don't take it literally. You go ahead and handsomely tip your driver that he'll be hopping you around. He or she will be hopping you around all over on your vacation, giving you peace of mind and giving you a nice fun ride on the open air trolley. It goes about 35 miles per hour. 844-FROG-HOP. That's the sponsor of the show. We are already almost 11 minutes in because time flies with your boy Roy. Now that we got the logistics out of the way, let's bring down the show and talk about your damn COVID-19 numbers. And as of Sunday, because I told you the numbers come out at 11 a.m. Every day. And today we're damn amped up, man. It's 9:40 a.m. here in paradise that we know as Sarasota here. And as of Sunday morning, the total number of cases in the state is 807,412. Cases, 28 game overs were reported also. So that's not good, man. We're in the 800,000 club, and it's not the damn mile high club by no means, okay? 807, we're well on our way to 1 million, like we've been reporting here for the fifth day in a row. Manatee County, there you go. No people have bit the dust in Manatee County in the last 5 days. Well, that's always good. Let me see. They are in the 13,000 club. Where are they at now? Oh, they're getting inching closer to the 14. It's 13,550 cases in damn Manatee County. And before you go ahead and raise your nose and look down on the people of Manatee, like you like to do, Sarasota, your cases, 9,811. You'll be soon part of the 10,000 club, and it's not the mile high, like I told you. So 9,811 cases, as opposed to 13,550 in Manatee County, Sarasota, 9,811. So there you go. Those are the cases. We like to move those cases to the front of the line. I'm sure the national numbers are a lot higher. We're getting to be about 1 million people being tested positive for the cooties here with 812,000. There is a police development, and this doesn't happen in paradise too many times, okay? And this is the reason I moved out here. There's not that drag freaking ghetto, carjackings and big city environment here. However, police are conducting a shooting investigation that happened in the 1500 block of 24th Street, better known as, I believe that's the area of Newtown here in Sarasota. It's over by Martha Luther King Boulevard and Washington Street, which is in Sarasota here. The Sarasota Police Department has confirmed that there has been a shooting incident in the city of Sarasota on Sunday evening. The incident took place in the 1500 block of 24th Street near Palmadelia Avenue, but we are not sure what time the shooting happened. According to police, a man has been shot and is being transported to Sarasota Memorial Hospital. Officers on the scene say that they believe that this is an isolated incident and that the public is in no danger. The incident remains under investigation. Well, there you have it, man. People acting the fool. There's probably a drug deal went down, or you banged my damn girlfriend, or something like that went down. It's an isolated incident, 1500 block of 24th Street. The damn block is hot, man. I'd stay away from that area. We move on here because that's what we do. We keep it moving here at the SRQ Talk Show with your boy, Roy. Interact with the show, srqtalk@gmail.com. That reminds me, what kind of email did we get today? We got an email from, I guess it's box0873. That's box0873@gmail. Lock it up. Thank you for participating in the show. He wants to know, or he or she wants to know, what happened to the fishing show. Oh, the fishing show. Well, your boy Roy amped it up yesterday. I went 2 days in a row fishing because that's my new hobby, it seems to be, besides fishing the damn Queen of Siesta Key. When she went along with me, we're back from a 7-day vacation. We only broadcast one day last week, which was Little Friday, that you know as Thursday. That was our only broadcast last week because we were just slow stepping it, man. We went to the Key West, Florida, which we had a damn great time out there. And we were just vacationed out, man. I needed a vacation from the vacation. You know how that goes. So we only recorded on Thursday's show. And it went well. Actually, I was in a total zen mode. It was an odd show only because we didn't get the top news done until the second half of the show, which is usually the sports show. And I did promise box0873@gmail.com. I did go ahead and promise a fishing show. And today, because of your email, lock it up. We're going to go all sports. It's not much happening on the sports front, so it's a great time to talk about the fishing. I'll tell you what kind of fish I caught, and I'll tell you about a guy that was probably standing in the jetty area of Casperson Beach. He was sitting, I would say, about 50 yards to the right of me, and man, he caught a damn mammoth red drum. Damn thing was about 25 pounds, so way over, about 24 inches long. It was a beast. Biggest redfish I've ever seen anybody pull out of the ocean. Supposedly, it's not good eating when it's that big and large. And guess what? It doesn't matter anyway because you got to damn throw it back into the water regardless. Red drum is protected. That's some of the things that we'll go into on the second half of the show. It's only a one-hour show here Monday through Friday. We broadcast 1 hour, usually do 30 minutes of top news like we just gave you the damn COVID-19. But it's not going to take over our show like it used to. So you're going to get the report, and we're going to damn move on. And you're getting Sunday's report today. You're not getting Monday's morning's report. And then we got the police shooting investigation in the 1500 block of 24th Street. That's an isolated incident. The public should not be in any harm at all there. We're about 20 minutes into the show. We only get 30 minutes on this side of the show, so let's amp it up. There is a damn another hurricane warnings posted in Central America. Tropical storm ETA strengthens. And since we are an international show, obviously got 9 damn countries, and we're looking for our 10th. Numbers are off the chain nationally, too, and here in the great country of the U.S. as well. Let me see. Hurricane warnings have been issued for parts of Honduras and Nicaragua, and that's in damn Central America. Lock it up. We haven't touched base in Central America. We do have Colombia, which is in South America, of course. And then we have, do you consider Mexico Central America? I mean, they're damn just Mexico, baby. They're amped up. And listening to your boy Roy here, SRQ Talk. It's an I Love Monday episode 16 here of season 2. It's November 2nd, 2020. And ETA is the 28th named storm of the 2020 Atlantic hurricane season, meaning that 2020 has tied 2005 for the most named storms. There you go. Amp it up. We're breaking records. Keeping you in the know here. So this is about as many named storms that have been in 2005 was record. That was when Katrina hit in the month of September. I remember I was in the damn cruise line vacation business, and that was an absolute nightmare. 2005, everybody's refunding their money. All the credit of selling the cruisers were going back. Cancellations. It was just a damn vomit, man. And no matter where you look, there was one coming, always under threat back in 05. And it seems like this year it's the same. It is doing a nice little path here. It's going right at Nicaragua and Guatemala area, Honduras. Scientists have long warned the increase of ocean temperatures and other effects of climate change have caused the rise of dangerous storms. There you go, Climate change, man, another damn conspiracy. Yep, because of climate change, the scientists, which I believe in, have said that this is the cause of all this increase. The current forecast track has ETA or ETA or whatever the hell they want to call it, okay, reaching Nicaragua and southern Honduras by Tuesday evening as a strong as a category two hurricanes. So there you got it, all my people. I mean, you're not showing up in the radar that you're listening to your boy Roy, but if there's a Mexican out there, go tell your damn neighbors Nicaragua and southern Honduras to hunker down, man. It's a cat two that's gonna hit on Tuesday night, and the weather here in Sarasota, damn pleasant, man. I got up to about 62 degrees, which is very chilly here for our damn Floridians here, man.
Whatever.
Yeah, I know you're freezing your ass off up there. And I'll be getting my fix because I'll be going up to Wiscasset, Maine, lock it up. Be going there in a couple of weeks to visit my sister for Thanksgiving weekend, taking mom as well with me, part of my luggage. And I will, let me see. They're saying that the Category 2 hurricane, it will weaken quickly after landfall, but also slow down, which could lead to extreme rainfall. Parts of Nicaragua and Honduras can expect 1 or 2 feet of rain. What? Damn, that's a lot of rain, man. 1 to 2 feet of rain, Honduras and parts of Nicaragua there. Other parts of the countries could see total up to 30 inches of rain. Lock it up, which could result in mudslides, landslides, and life-threatening flash flooding. There you go, man. Keeping you in the know. It's your boy, Roy, SRQ Talk. Whether you're in Florida, if you're in Fort Myers, which is my leading city in damn Florida, or whether you're in the damn Drek of Bradenton. Either which way, man, keeping you in the know. We're international, so that's why we're keeping the great people of Nicaragua and Honduras in the know. It's close to our damn Mexicans out there. That what is it? You dropped to number 4, Mexico, in the leaders there of ratings on the SRQ Talk Show as far as our 9 countries go. Let me see. What else can we report? We are about 23 minutes in. We got about 7 minutes. And guess what? The damn NFL was yesterday, right? It's all sports show on the next 30 minutes of the show. So let's see. Let me see if I can get in some NFL scores. I know we do that on the second half of the show, but there's not much sports going on. So the latter 30 minutes, it's going to be what BOX requested via email. You can do the same if you want to participate in the show, like Box 0873 did. You could go to srqtalk@gmail.com, drop me an email or a message at srqtalk.com. Season 2, episode 16 here. And there was many games yesterday, man. Of course, it was Sunday yesterday. Let's see some of the scores. We did, and we predicted, of course, we're not broadcasting, right? So on our locks of the day, we are 34-27. That's very respectable in the gambling circles. And yesterday, just privately, things that we wagered on, because it doesn't mean because we don't broadcast, we don't, this is part of our lives, this NFL action and all sports wagering. So yesterday we called, I got it documented that I texted a friend, he reached out to me, I'm getting buried, I need a winner. I told him to go to wagerlock.com, he's like, I need more than one winner, I need to parlay them. He's like, so I told him, And, you know, the Colts were minus three, man. Go for the Colts. And guess what? The Colts beat the Lions 41-21. The damn Buffalo Bills showed that they're the real deal. They beat the struggling New England Patriots, Brady-less. They squeaked by 24-21 in a divisional game. You had the damn – you're a Ohio. The number two no, – what is it? The number two state in all of audience here in the SRQ talk show. They're over damn 21% in Columbus, Ohio. I hope you're a Bengal fan and not a Brown fan, because I love Joe Burrow, baby. That new quarterback, our rookie quarterback for the Bengals. And guess who had on his fantasy team? Giovanni Bernard, baby. That's right. Lock it up. Your boy Roy had to get him in the waiver wire. Plugged him in. He scored two touchdowns for me. They beat the Titans 31-20, and yeah, Green Bay, you went down like fire to damn Minnesota 28-22. And talking about Ohio, the Browns, yeah, your new Las Vegas Raiders, which is hard to get used to, but it's the Las Vegas Raiders. They squeaked out an ugly game 16-6 there. And guess what? The Miami Dolphins with rookie quarterback Tua in their number one. I have the jersey that Chansky sent me earlier. If you want to archive the show, go to srqtalk.com. You can hear all our previous shows, 37 episodes on season one, and we're into season 16 here, season two here. And I'm here to report that they beat a good Rams team there, Dolphins 28-17. Tua did great. The defense stepped it up big time. Let me see how we're doing on time. We're doing just fine. Let's get through these scores, and then we'll continue, and hopefully you'll join me for the flip side of the show that we like to call SRQ Sports Show. We're going to go all fishing because damn BOX0873, it was damn requesting it. And this was the biggest sports wagering line. It was, you had to lay minus 20. The Jets were a 20-point underdog. Guess what? Your boy Roy laid the points. And my homeboy Mahomes came through. Kansas City whipped them up 35-9. Jets, damn awful team. They're 0-8. They're a winless team. Chiefs go to 7-1. And this was a great all-time rivalry game. It's been for years. The damn Pittsburgh Steelers came in undefeated to that overrated Jackson and Baltimore Ravens team, and guess what? The damn Steelers put it on them, man. 28-24. Very entertaining game. However, the Steelers are the real deal. They're 7-0, and they're probably your best team along with Kansas City there. This was a divisional game, but nobody cared. It was a damn, we thought it was going to be a yawn fest, and it damn turned out to be an amped up game. It was the Chargers against the Broncos, and the Broncos took them 31-30, squeaked by last-minute touchdown there to break hearts there. This was also a good game. I have George Kittle's, one of the best tight ends in my fantasy team. He went down with a damn ankle injury. We'll have to check on the next segment of the show to see how George Kittle is doing. But the damn Seahawks, I told you, where my numbers, let me see, that's my number three state. The whole state of damn Washington is listening to me. And your Seahawks got by the 49ers 37-27. The Bears and the Saints, this was a damn great game. I laid four in this one, so I did lose this one. I did take the Saints minus four, and they beat in overtime the Bears 26-23. And damn Cowboys, yeah, my ass America's team, the damn horrible damn Eagles took you on Sunday night, 23-9, divisional game. You should be damn embarrassed. That is your sports news. It's part of top news, isn't it? There you go. I'd like to thank Siesta Key Frog Hop for sponsoring the first segment of the show. Do yourself a favor. If you find yourself on America's number one voted beach in 2020, Siesta Key, don't drink and drive. Don't rent a car. Don't do any of that. The way to hop around is 844-FROG-HOP. Give them a call there. They'll pick you up door to door and take you anywhere on the island free of charge. All you got to do is damn tip the driver. 844-FROG-HOP. Tip your driver handsomely. Thank you for sponsoring the SRQ Talk Show with your boy Roy here. First half, I'd like to encourage you to stick with me here for the second half. We will be doing our fishing show, and it was inspired by BOX0873 that emailed me and asked me what the hell happened to the damn fishing show. I agree with BOX0873, so we're amping it up. We're going to be talking. We'll go over some of the football news, some fantasy football. Also, we'll get into the lock of the day because your damn Tampa Bay Buccaneers play on Monday Night Football today. I thank you for joining the show. I'd like you to stick with it. Join me on the second half of the show. It's SRQ Talk Show with your boy, Roy. Yes, sir, and thank you for rejoining the SRQ Talk Show with your boy, Roy, here. It's an I Love Monday, November 2nd, 2020. This is the second half, the flip side that we like to refer to as the SRQ Sports Show, baby. Lock it up. Hope everybody's doing well. Thank you for sticking with the show. We went over top news. The show's always the same.
Whatever.
That's right. The show's always the same, baby. We are many things, but one thing that we are is damn consistent. We're new, fresh, local, worldwide podcast, baby, including 9 countries internationally, including the great U.S. U.S. of A here. We're between Florida and Ohio. We're damn over 50% of my audience comes from those great states, followed by the great state of Washington. And who follows Washington? Of course, everything's big in Texas, baby. Texas, Virginia, Georgia, New Jersey, Nebraska, New York, where my numbers are in the tank, California, Oregon, and our last state was the damn state of Michigan, baby. Dearborn, Michigan, locking it up with your boy Roy here. It's season 2, episode 16. We keep chugging along early November 2nd here. The November 2nd eve of the damn elections, baby. You haven't voted like me. If you're a guy that or a female that goes ahead and votes on the day, giving them no room for any fraud. For the last 30 years, 8 elections, your boy Roy has been locking it up on the day. I'll be keeping my eye on the ballot, make sure it goes in the box, and I anticipate no wait, considering 50% of Americans have voted already, according to some of the polls, early polls anyway. But we broadcast live here Monday through Friday for 1 hour a day, 30 minutes in the front, 30 minutes in the back. And the show, this segment of the show is sponsored to you by WagerLock.com. Lock it up, man. If you need a lock of the day, it's a very friendly, transparent website. They're only going to give you one boring, straight up bet. That's right. They're not going to subscribe to your damn parlays or your 17 parlays and 16 teasers and all around bets and a live betting. None of that crap is happening. WagerLock.com is a sports consulting company, and they're in the business of building wealth through sports wagering, just like you do with your damn stock and stocks machines and commodities and all that other crap, IRAs and 401ks. They do it through sports wagering. They believe they could give you one lock a day, so it is good for the small-time better, from $25, $50, $100 betters, even up to $1,000 better. You go to wagerlock.com if you want to bury your bookie or you need to get out of 6 feet under yourself. It is Monday today. We got your Tampa Bay Buccaneers playing on Monday Night Football national TV today. We had a bunch of games yesterday. But before we get into the sports, which we're very limited, there's not too much sports going on anyway. I did want to, because it's not only an I Love Monday show here with your boy Roy, SRQ Talk, but it's Meal on Wheels Monday, baby. We reported earlier, okay, in some of the past episodes, which you can, they are archived on our website, www.srqtalk.com. Not only can you leave us, have your voice heard there, and leave us a 60-second voicemail, and if it's any good, your boy Roy is going to make you SRQ Talk famous and play it on the damn air, man. Interact with the into the show. We did promise a fishing show, and somebody called us on his BOX0873. He went ahead and exercised his right by going to srqtalk@gmail.com. He or she dropped me an email saying, what the hell happened to the damn fishing show? Okay, I did promise that in last episodes. And so this is what we're doing. We're inspired today. We're amped up, BOX. We're going to deliver on our promise going to the fishing show. And it comes right into it, because I told you that's my new damn hobby besides the damn Queen of Siesta Key, which is another hobby. However, I did go fishing not only Saturday, but I amped it up this Sunday too, man. Double dipping on the fishing. That's how addicted we are. And of course, our go-to is our number three city in the whole damn state of Florida, damn Northport, Casperson Beach, in the borderline of Venice and Northport there. And that's our go-to, man. That's my little fishing honey hole there. I don't want to advertise it, of course, but you can always go to Sharky's in Venice there, which is right next door. Then you go down about 1.5-2 miles, and you're in Casperson, which is, I think, like, you know, technically Northport. Anybody wants to clarify that, because we're new, fresh, local, worldwide podcast, and we're not damn your damn fake news. We're not your scripted damn AM radio shows or FM radio shows that want to claim that they're number one. Is because you ain't got competition. You wait till your boy Roy gets on the damn air, just building a library of shows here, so I can drop it on them right there. So yeah, wagerlock.com, man. You need to get out of, because Tuesday, it's a Monday night game today where your Bucks are involved. However, it's also tomorrow's payday. Usually people, you know, run an account all week here on Sports Wager, and they bet out throughout the whole week. And then Tuesday, it's either collect time or it's pay up time, baby. So you need a lock today. You go to wagerlock.com. Very transparent, very open. They're only going to ask you for two pieces of information. They're going to charge you $19.99 for that lock of the day, which is absolutely guaranteed. They will not. They're going to charge your card, but if they don't come up with the winner like they guarantee, they'll just go ahead and refund your $19.99 back. So it's a guaranteed winner, but it's a boring, straight-up bet. I've tried them. They're very consistent. They do a lot more research than your boy Roy does here. I just go on vibes, and if something jumps off the page. And yesterday, with all those bunch of games, there was a bunch of things that jumped off the page. It's just that we broadcast Monday through Friday here for 1 hour, not on the weekends. Maybe we'll start giving you all our picks for the NFL games on our Friday football edition, which should have been already implemented in the show, but we're slacking sometimes, man. I called the Indianapolis Colts over the Lions 41-21. We went all over all the scores there on the latter part of the first half of the show. So basically, let me go run through them again. The Colts took care of the Lions 41-21, and then the Brady-less and Cam Newton Cam Newton fumbling there. The New England Patriots are struggling big time. The Bills seem to be the real deal. They move up to 6-2. They beat them 24-21. Lock it up, Bills. And then, of course, the number two state as far as audience on the SRQ Talk Show is damn Columbus, Ohio. Can't get enough of your boy here. And I hope you were a Cincinnati Bengals fan, because I sure am. Not only do I have a man crush on damn Joe Burrow. What a great pick from the LSU, man. That kid is the real deal. He spread the ball around, and he hit my fantasy players, Giovanni Bernard. And guess who's got Wiggins, baby, number 85, the guy that has Ocho Cinco's jersey, man. And if you're going to have Ocho Cinco's jersey, you better be amped up and hit. And Wiggins is, man. He caught a lot of nice passes, including a touchdown pass. Bengals beat the Titans 31-20. And in that game, we had over 49.5. And if not a math major, but 31-20 is damn 51. The game went over, like your boy Roy sent his messages out privately. And this was a divisional game that we definitely stayed away from, even though we kind of hate on the Vikings because they got rid of Diggs. They went up against the Packers at Lambeau with Aaron Rodgers, and guess what? The damn Vikings amped it up, man. They beat the Packers 28-22 in Lambeau, and that kid from FSU, Cook, Devon Cook, went off the chain, man. I didn't see how many fantasy numbers he had, man, but whoever had Cook, man, amped it up. I'm sure that kid scored. He scored like damn four touchdowns. What more do you want, man? He was all over the place, man. Running back number 33 for the Vikings, man. Ex-FSU player. I think it's they call him Devon Cook, man. You know what I mean, man. If I get your name wrong, man, don't be damn offended, okay? If you were one of my fantasy players, you're damn right I would know your name, man. But guess who I had? I had Giovanni Bernard. I picked up in the waiver wire. Came through big time. I'm becoming a new little Bengals fan, not only because Ohio and Columbus can't stop listening to me. Starting to become a Bengals fan, man. I am 31-20. They beat the Titans. We told you about the Packers, 28-22. That would be considered a upset win over the home Packers there. And then, I know you're in Ohio, man, but I hope you're not a Browns fan because they went down to the newly labeled the Las Vegas Raiders, Chucky's team there. They amped it up in an ugly one. 16-6. The winds were high. Conditions were rough and cold there in Cleveland, of course. And guess what? My boy Tua, that's right, baby. People questioned Fitzmagic being benched, including your boy Roy here. Ryan Fitzpatrick was benched by the Dolphins for no apparent reason other than just to give our number one pick from Alabama, Tua, baby, a chance. He went in there. The kid, you could tell he's a rookie, but the damn defense and the special teams, there was a run back, a couple of nice run backs on special teams, gave us great field position, and the Dolphins got many fumbles and INTs. One ran back. I mean, the defense just butched it up for the kid, stepped up big time. The Dolphins beat the L.A. Rams 28-17, and the Rams came in as a 5-2 team. They go to 5-3. Dolphins 4-3, and guess what? Buffalo are right on your ass, man, nipping at your heels, man. Can't wait till that game when Buffalo and the Dolphins pair up. That's going to be a damn good one. The other team in our division is the damn New York Jets. The Jets are like my numbers in New York. They're in the damn toilet. Jets haven't even won a game. They're 0-8, man. The Chiefs, which was a 20-point favorite, and your boy Roy damn laid the 20. I laid the 20, man. That's right, I did, and they came through 35-9. And then this is always a black, it's not the black and blue division, but it damn should be. It's the damn Pittsburgh Steelers and Baltimore Ravens, man. And this is a rivalry for years. Even when the Ravens were known as the Browns back then, the Steelers did take care of it. 28-24, they go to 7-0. The only bad news about that is that the 72 Dolphins are in jeopardy there because the Steelers are still 7-0 there. And then this was a damn divisional game, probably big time on the West Coast there where I do have numbers in damn California and Oregon, okay? You had your L.A. Chargers, formerly known as the San Diego Chargers, up against the Denver Broncos in Denver with conditions there. We thought it was going to be a damn snore fest, okay? We thought we were going to be highly disappointed. But guess what? You got damn a good, probably the most exciting game in the whole damn day. 31-30, the Broncos score a last-minute touchdown there to break hearts there. The Chargers were a three-point favorite there, but the Broncos upset them at home. 31-30, they go to 3-4, drops the Chargers down to 2-5. And then this was another West Coast damn battle. The Seattle Seahawks, okay, where my numbers are completely off the chain, the number three state in the whole damn U.S. that listens to your boy Roy. It's the state of damn Washington, man, specifically Seattle, the Emerald City, where I told you that they have the damn best quarterback ever. And that wide receiver, man, let me see here. This was... let me see what my boy Russell here threw for. I know he amped it up in fantasy. He scored the whoever has them about 40 points, man. And Garoppolo, Yeah, man. George Kittle, my number one player, my tight end, which I was actually offered in my fantasy league that is entering its 16th year, Miami Dynasty Fantasy. Lock it up. Your boy Roy looks like he's going to get his second win in a row after starting a damn 1-4 back in the playoff hunt there. All you need to do is get into the playoffs, and no matter what happened in the regular season, so be it. But my boy George Kittle, tight end, went down with a damn ankle injury. And now we're going to have to get an update there on little Kittle there. I was offered four players for Kittle, but guess what? Your boy Roy rejected that crap, man. They were trying to give me running backs and wide receivers, and I think my boy, that my poster boy that my team is named after, Christian McCaffrey, C-Mac attack, lock it up. He might be coming back early. I got my boy Eckler from the Chargers coming back, and that's why they're struggling, because they ain't got Eckler, man. But let me see, as far as Russell Wilson, which to me is the best damn quarterback in the NFL, he was 27 of 37. That puts him over 73%. He threw for 261 and damn four touchdowns, man. Zero interceptions. He even ran the ball for six times for 23 yards. His longest one was a 21-yard dash, man. Lock it up. But the best player on the field was clearly 15 targets, 12 receptions, 161 yards. His longest one was 46-yard catch and run, two touchdowns. Metcalf, baby, the number one wide receiver. They amped it up, man. Seattle took care of the damn San Francisco Giants that go to 4-4. Seahawks go to 6-1. They're up there with the top three best teams in the damn NFL, too. 37-27, they get by San Francisco. And this one was an ugly one. We knew it was going to be, okay? I thought the Saints were good enough to lay four. Actually, by the time I laid it, I had to lay five. Big disappointment. They did win the game in overtime over the damn Chicago Bears. 26-23. Makes the Saints 5-2, drops the Bears down to still a respectable 5-3. And talk about respectable, they don't want to give me credit, but your boy Roy is 34-27, socially acceptable in the gambling world here at about a 56% there. Not good enough for the Jersey boys, though. Jersey boys are like, are you kidding me, man? We can listen to anybody at 56%. We thought you were Mac Daddy when you were an astronomical out of the gate, 11-2 at 82%. Then I went back to reality, dropped to a damn impressive 67%. But and then just like the pandemic life, man, went down to reality. It's usually 55% as guys in my industry usually go. I'm right there at 56. Somewhere, if you want to round it up, it'll be 57%. Okay, we had this game. So we actually went 4-1 on our personal bets yesterday because the Saints just couldn't cover the 5 or the 4. Wherever you got it, you lost because they only won it by a field goal in OT. And then the most disappointing damn football team in America is supposedly your America's team, the damn Cowboys, man. Are you kidding me? This is a big-time rivalry game, man. If you can't get up with the damn Eagles, which, hey, let me tell you something. I'm sorry, Philadelphia, but the damn Eagles are direct, okay? But they got by the Cowboys on Sunday night, football on America on NBC with Dan Patrick, 23-9. They beat the damn Cowboys 23-9, man. And I know they were a 10-point favorite, and they damn covered it, man. The Eagles, you can hate all you want. Philadelphia Eagles come by and cover on that one. What else do we got? We got 20 minutes in. We told you about Meal on Wheels. Let me give you this story on the Meal on Wheels that I wanted to, because we did promote this, and the Meal on Wheels Plus of Manatee helps feed hundreds of families on the Sun Coast during the Saturday morning event over the weekend. This is the I Love Monday edition, season 2, episode 16, with your boy Roy, SRQ Talk. This is the flip side, the SRQ Talk Show. Just gave you the numbers on the Sunday scores in the NFL. We'll give you the lock of the day, but I did want to get this story in that I couldn't on the first half. On Saturday morning, hundreds of family families lined up at the Renaissance, up at Renaissance on 9th Street in Bradenton to receive free food during the distribution put together by Meals on Wheels of Manatee and sponsors. Many families that came out to this event say that they are grateful for it, because they don't have to make the tough decision between putting damn food on the table or feeding their or paying their damn rent. So if it wasn't for this, I don't know how I would be putting food on the table. Dorothy of Manatee says, Manatee County resident Dorothy Madueno, there for my Mexican people out there, has to feed herself and five people in her home, including her husband, who's unable to work. While they were able to make ends meet for a while, 2020 threw them, many other people, a damn curveball there that they couldn't hit. I've been out of work since April. They did away with my position, said Madueno. You guessed it, another victim of the unemployment crisis. The shutdowns this pandemic has caused, I'm receiving unemployment, but it's not much because I wasn't making much, says Madueno. So this year, for the first time in her life, Madueno had to seek help at food distributions like the one held on Saturday by Meals on Wheels Plus of Manatee. I go to them a week because I have in order to have food at home, said Madueno. I have no choice, in other words. It's the only thing I can do to survive right now. Others in line on Saturday also had similar stories. One man tearfully told me, without opportunities like this, he would have no idea what to do to feed his family. That's disheartening, but that's why these things are held. This is out to help. Suncoast residents Shanda Robinson and her friend were first in line. The event was Robinson's first time for free food distribution. Damn it. Can't even damn freaking speak this morning, man. I'm just in awe watching them unloading all the food, said Robinson. It takes a team to lift up a community during a tough year. It's great help to the community, and come and get it, said Robinson, with their trunks filled and grateful with their trunks filled and grateful hearts, the community looks ahead to next event. There you go. Lock it up, man. Meals on Wheels. It's an I Love Monday here. We wanted to make sure we got that story in. Time flies with your boy Roy here, so we'll keep our eye on the clock. I already told you, any podcast format that you go to listen to your podcast, we're probably on there by putting in SRQ Talk Show. You can interact with the show by going to srqtalk@gmail.com or letting your voice hear so your boy Roy can make you SRQ Talk famous. You go to srqtalk.com there and hit the message button. Let's see what kind of action we got today. We told you, your damn Tampa Bay Buccaneers play today on Monday Night Football live today against the New York Giants and New York. My numbers are damn in the garbage, man. So today you got Brady, our golden boy here. I am south of Tampa about 1 hour, and I know I was calling the Lightning. Well, not the Lightning. I was calling the St. Petersburg Rays, St. Petersburg, because they play in downtown St. Pete, and I'm not really sure why they call it the Tampa Rays, but they do play in Tampa, in downtown Tampa, at Raymond James in Buccaneer Town. So this is the real deal. Tampa Bay Buccaneers, your Brady and Gronkowski / New England Patriot team is favorite today. It started at 10, jumped up to a damn 12.5, man. You got to lay 12.5 to the Giants, and your boy Roy is telling you to lay the damn thing. Brady's going to tear apart these Giants, man, on national TV. The Giants are absolute wreck. They managed to win a game last week, but they are 1-6. Giants come in over-under 45.5. We're not going to touch the over-under. I'm not going to give you a parlay action here because, honestly, man, I don't trust the Giants. I don't know if they're going to score 10 or 17 points because that's what they're going to need to score. Tampa Bay lay the 12.5. Lock of the day. Your boy Roy, SRQ Talk on the SRQ Talk on the Sports Edition here on the second half, November 2nd, 2020 at 11:20 a.m. is telling you, because we take a break in between two segments, is telling you the lock of the day on the SRQ Talk Show. Lay the damn 12.5. with your Brady Gronkowski Tampa Bay Buccaneers on national TV today. They will take care of action there. Lay the 12.5 confidently there, I would say. Do we have any college football today? Do we? No, we don't, man. We're going to have to wait until, what is it? Tuesday's the 3rd. So they're going to give us a game on Wednesday, Eastern Michigan against Kent State. And they're also going to give us Western Michigan. So Michigan, baby, now that you're tuned into the show out of Dearborn, making the top 15 cities in the United States here, top 15 states, I mean, in the SRQ Talk Show. Michigan is our newest member there that's opted in. You can also opt in by going to any of the podcasts I told you, man. Just put in SRQ Talk Show with your boy Roy, or go to any search engine, Google, Yahoo, AOL, any of it, and that'll give it to you there too. It's an I Love Monday show. I'd like to thank all my sponsors on the first part of the show, the Siesta Key, Frog Hop, Locked It Up. You heard that we inked the deal with them. They'll be a consistent sponsor of the show here throughout the year. So go out if you're at the number one voted beach by travelers of 2020, which is Siesta Key. You're there. Don't rent the car. Don't drive in. You just hop around anywhere on the island with their 15-passenger open-air trolley. You call 844-FROG-HOP. I'd like to thank them. And on the second half of the show, we got sponsors up the yin-yang, man. It's wagerlock.com, baby, trying to get you to either bury your bookie or to get yourself out of some debt. They're going to give you one straight-up bet. They're guaranteeing tonight's game. $19.99, you pay that. If you're in the hole more than that, it's probably worth doing. There you go, wagerlock.com, like the sponsor of the second half of the show here. Thank you for tuning in to Season 2, Episode 16 here. There is no more. Your boy Roy will be back to tomorrow on Election Day. If you waited to go on the day of the election, which is traditionally what people do in this country, just like your boy Roy will be in, we will be reporting tomorrow what the station polls are looking like, what the waiting time is, how did everything go, what the process was. Tune into tomorrow's Tuesday show, and we'll lock it up for you here. It's your boy Roy. There is no more. All I ask you to do is to be polite and be nice to damn somebody. So go out there and enjoy this beautiful 63-degree weather that we're facing here in the paradise city of Sarasota. Lock it up, your boy Roy. Thank you for tuning in. I encourage you to tune in tomorrow. There is no more. Go out and be nice to someone.
Oh, thank you.